Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, in the Oizvah Tzuris Daf. It's right at the top of Chasamud Aleph, and in the Article Tzuris Daf, it's at the bottom of Chasamud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarbats, Biaka Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, back in the day, it was fairly regular to raise pigeons and doves in what was called a shayvach, a coop. And it basically was a large box perched on top of a tall pole. It was divided into chaloinos, or windows, or compartments in which the birds lived. And a tall ladder was propped up against it to enable the owner to retrieve the birds that he needed. So Mishnah tells us, Beishamai says, Ein Meilichinas Asula Mishavach LaShavach. One's not allowed to bring the ladder from one Shavach to another, from one coop to another, and that's because as he's walking from one to another, somebody's going to see him carrying this ladder, and they're going to think, whoa, he's going to fix his roof. He has an issue that he needs to fix on his house, and he's doing Malacha, which is Asar on Yom Tev. And because of that, because of this issue of Maris Ayin, Beishamai says, no bringing the ladder from one coop to another. Aval, however, says Beishamai, Mateu Mechalain Lechalain, he could lean it from one window to another if he needs to shift it over on the very same coop. That's not an issue. Whereas Beis Hillel Matir and Beis Hillel says it's 100% mutter, no problem. You can even carry it from one shavach to another. Another machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai says lo yitol elam keni ne'ab b'yoyim. A person's not even take birds from his shavach unless he shucked them about while it was still day. Doesn't mean he has to grab the birds and wave them about like a lulav, giving them a headache. It just means he has to be mechin them biyad. He has to take them physically in his hands and prepare them and say, I'm going to be using these birds tomorrow for Yom Tev. Whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, he doesn't have to go so far. I made, he could simply stand v'aymer and say, Zevazani Noitol, I'm going to take that one and that one. I'm going to use those for tomorrow. He doesn't have to physically hold them. The Gemara tells us, Yehudi Rebchia, Nafak Lebra, Rabbi Yehudi Rebchia, he went out to the villages. Shal Nulei, they asked him the following, Sulam Shal Aliyah Mahu. What about a ladder that's used to go to the attic, as used for the upper level? Is he allowed to move that on Yom Tif? Let's say he needs to get something from the attic. Can he take his ladder out of his storage shed, walk to his attic, prop it up there, and climb up? And so Amalain, Shari, he told him it's permitted, because he was basing himself off of Beis Hillel from our Mishnah, who says it's mutter to move a ladder. So he says, yeah, no problem, you can move the ladder. However, Kad Asa Gabi Avua, when he came to his father, Reb Chia, Amar Leh, his father asked him, Mama Isabal Yadcha, what came to your hands? Meaning, what happened out there? What discussions did you have? So Amar told his father, he tartilhem sulam sha'aliyah, I allowed them to use this ladder that's meant for the attic. However, Reb Chia argued with him, Valkim Tanai Kumai, so he set up a speaker. Tanai over here is a speaker, a teacher, who taught them as follows, Vitana, and he taught the following Brysa, Bamedvar Murim, when was it stated, Besulam Shal Shaivach, that it's only permitted to move a Shaivach ladder, Aval Besulam Shal Aliyah, Aser, but it's Aser to move an attic ladder. And so obviously the question is, Mabin Sulam Shal Shaivach, Mabin Sulam Shal Aliyah, what's the difference between a Shaivach ladder and an Aliyah ladder? And here we're going to have two different answers. Amar of Yaakov Acha, he explains, Sulam Shal Shaivach, Im Asahu Malachtim Esmal, if he would have done his work from yesterday, if he would have taken down the birds already from yesterday, from before Yom Tev, and kept them in his house for Yom Tev, Kechishin Hain, then they would have gotten weak, meaning they're not as good and fresh as when he takes them on Yom Tif from the coop. Therefore, he's allowed to get them on Yom Tif. But Sulam Shal Aliyah, an attic ladder, Yachalhu Lasus Malachtim Esmal, he's really able to do his work from yesterday. He has no reason to be moving this ladder on Yom Tif because he should have gotten this stuff from the attic yesterday. Now, Omer Yisra Bon, he gives a different answer. Sulam Shal Shaivach, Yachalhu Lamed Al Lasus Malachtoi. A Shaivach ladder, he's able to stand up against his Shaivach, against his coop, and do his work, do what he needs to do. And when people see him with it, it's obvious to them that he's just getting some birds, which is permitted to do because he's shaking them on Yom Tif, and that's fine. Chasam Beis on top, Sulam Shal Aliyah, an attic ladder, and Yachalamid Olav Lasas Malachtoi, he's not able to stand on it and do his work. If he tries to put it up against his chicken coop, it's very cumbersome and clumsy and difficult to use, and therefore when people see him with his attic ladder, they're going to think, oh, must be he's going to do some sort of housework to fix his roof or something like that, and that's a problem. So the Gemara asks, and here we have to add two keywords into the Girsa, Ma Beinehoin, so what's the nafkamina between these two different answers? And the answer to that is Sulam Shal Shaivach Shu Oila Baila Aliyah, Sulam Shal Aliyah Shu Oila Baila Shaivach. Let's say he wants to take a Shaivach ladder and use it for his Aliyah, or take an Aliyah ladder and use it for his Shaivach. So according to Yaakov Bar Acha, it's all about where he's bringing it to. Bringing it to his Shaivach is not a problem, because as Rav Yaakov Bar Acha had said, anyway, you can't get the birds from before Yom Tif because they're fresher and better on Yom Tif, whereas bringing it to your Aliyah is not okay because you have nothing to be doing in your Aliyah on Yom Tif. You should have done it before Yom Tif, and therefore it doesn't make a difference what type of ladder you're using. If you're bringing the ladder, whatever type of ladder it is, to the Aliyah, it's a no-go, whereas if you're bringing it to the Shaivach, it's a yes-go, no issue. As opposed to Korn Trabi Yisra Bun, it's all about Maris Ayin. How does it look to people? So when people see you carrying a Shaivach ladder, they're not going to suspect you're doing anything wrong, even if you happen to be bringing it to the Aliyah. And if people see you carrying an Aliyah ladder, they're going to think that you're going to fix something in your house, even though you're really carrying it to the Shaivach. So Korn Trabi Yisra Bun, it does make a difference what ladder it is. We could explain the Mishnah. We had said, Beishami Aymrim Lo Yitol Elam Kininiam and Bajayim. It says the Gemara Machav Shitasa in the Beis Shammai. Since we have a steer and Shitas Beis Shammai, the Tanin Taman, we have Mishnah over there. Vaidam Reb Elazar, Elazar says, Aminu Adam al Mukta Erev Shabbos Shvias. A person stands by the Mukta, which is where all of his fruits are drying out, and he's standing there Erev Shabbos on Shemitah. The question is asked why we're talking specifically about Shemitah. The main idea is, though, is that it's Erev Shabbos. He has a bunch of fruit which is drying out, and as we had mentioned, drying fruit is Mukta until it's 100% ready. So he's there Erev Shabbos Va'omer, and he says, Mikanani Oichel Machar, from here I'm eating tomorrow. So we see from here that he's being Mechen, he's preparing that which he's going to be eating from. However, Reb Elazar does not say that he has to physically pick up which fruits he's using. He just points and says, I'm going to be eating from this general area. And Reb Elazar, Lav Shamasi, who? Isn't Reb Elazar a Talmud of Beis Shammai? And so clearly it's a steer and sheet is Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai in our Mishnah had said that when he wants to be able to use birds on Yom Tov, beforehand he has to physically pick them up and touch them and be making them. Whereas by the fruits, we're saying that he doesn't have to do that. And the answer is, Chaymer Hu B'davar Shesh Bei Ruach Chaim, is a Chumra when we're talking about something that's alive, namely birds. So he has to do something more to be making them, namely he has to physically touch them and prepare them. We have a similar question, Beis Hillel and Beis Elazar said in the Mishnah, Amid Va'omer Zev Zani Noitel, can simply stand and say, I'm going to take this one and that one. And so here we ask, Mechav Shitas and Rabbanon, which is Beis Hillel, the Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there. This is the opinion that argues with Reb Elazar, whom we had just mentioned. V'chamer M'lechaim say, Ad She Yershom V'yomer Mikan V'ad Kan. He has to make a Roshom, he has to make a mark and say that I'm going to be eating from here until here. Whereas V'hacha Yin Amen Hachain, over here we're saying this. Over here we had said that he has to point to which birds he wants, that one and the other one. Whereas by the fruits, he has to mark off an area from here to there. But he doesn't have to specifically say that fruit and that one and a different one and the other one. And so once again, we answer, Ayd Inun, also by them, Islahin Chaymer Hu B'davar Shesh B'Ruach Chaim, they also hold this Chumra that when we're dealing with Ruach Chaim, something that has life in it, namely the birds, we're more Machmir. Lastly, says the Gemara, Tassam Ralph on the top, Amr Rabbi Yisra Bun tells us that Levi, Makash Al Shoivche, Levi would simply knock on the Shoivach, knock on the coop that he wanted, V'Amr, and he would say, Yizkeli Shoivchi L'machar, I want my Shoivach, my coop, all the birds inside here, they're for me for tomorrow. And he didn't point to specific ones. He just said, I'm taking this whole one for tomorrow, and that's considered being making it, preparing it for Yom Tov. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.